I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. On view in the Spencer's current exhibition, Time Frame, are two works from the museum's rarely seen clock collection, a brass water clock and a miniature pocket sundial. Sundials use the movement of the sun to measure the hours of the day. Crafted in Germany by T.G. Kleininger in the 18th century, the Spencer's pocket sundial is a diptych or tablet sundial, which includes a small compass enabling the user to position the dial toward true north and determine the correct time. Water clocks were the first timekeeping devices not dependent on the sun or on the Earth's rotation, and were thus able to measure time during dark hours. The Spencer's 1694 water clock, made in England by William Tyler, operates by dripping water into its cylindrical container at a constant rate. The water level rises and elevates a float attached to a rod with notches. The rising rod rotates a gear, moving the hands of the clock. Both of the Spencer clocks are notable examples of the convergence of art and craft in the creation of measuring devices. With thanks to Lauren Kearns for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.